Good evening, everyone. It is a little bit after 10 p.m. I am on the treadmill. Took a break yesterday, did my 3.5 miles a day before. I'm back on it today. We have been kicking butt nonstop. This is like really the only time of the day I get some time to myself and can just clear my thoughts, get on the treadmill. You know, I've never had a bad experience with a treadmill where I got off of it and said, man, I wish I would have never worked out tonight. Said me, never. And then I'll do a little bit of, I know, I used to do beginner's yoga. Now I'm on intermediate yoga. Got myself, my yoga mat, and do some stretching and that. Important if you get off the treadmill. Plan on cranking it up 3 miles, maybe 4 miles this evening. And Dancing with the Stars Juniors, okay? I don't care too much for regular Dancing with the Stars, never did, but the Juniors, Honey Boo Boo, I'm like root for the underdog, I'm that kind of person. This looks like it's gonna be really good. I've got what? The premiere I haven't watched, and then episode 2, and it looks like another one's getting ready, or it's recording right now, so I'm pretty stoked. All my good shows, my favorite shows, I finished up watching 90 Day Fiancé. Did Jesse and Darcy break up or not? Man, I'm telling you what. I think they pay, the production company is paying these people buku bucks to just elaborate. I don't know if I'm buying any of these stories are really real. Are you? I can't even think of the couple right now. They got married over in Britain or the UK. Were you surprised? I was surprised she went ahead with it, especially when he said, I'm not comfortable wearing wedding bands. Red flag! Red flag! So yeah, I am on the treadmill. I still have just one app that I use on my phone, which kind of, you know, I kind of like watching, as I said, the two roommates, the two young gentlemen's story. They have a disability, and I told you how they record videos from the parks and that. They're local by their house, and the geese, and now they got swans to record. Okay, I don't know. I don't really don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, you know, me opening myself up to, you know, the Breakfast Buddy program I've been doing now once a week, still doing it, and meeting the younger generation, boys and girls. I've been privileged and I am fortunate for opportunity. It has really like opened up my heart to the younger generation, and I'm glad to get involved with the organization, amazing organization. Eric's going to probably start attending with me later this fall, so I'm glad. You know, he's got some things, you know, that he needs to close the door on and move forward on with his life, and, you know, good counseling helps you do that. So, yeah, I have been doing the Breakfast Buddy, and once again, I have this app. I do not connect it to Free Yourself, My Journey podcast blog. Sponsored by Podbean. I took the link off because it's interesting. Even Eric said, I am like attracting the young generation, 14 and under. I basically just start taking the videos that I take of our fur kids and the rescues, like Big Boy and Tiny One. And I share it with a little story. And I've noticed I'm really drawing in the younger generation, which is 14 years and younger. And I've also been known to get messages from younger generation. And I've watched and read some really disturbing things. And it goes back to the point of, as parents, please take the time once a week, once a day would be perfect, would be ideal, depending, you know, we all have busy schedules in our lives. As parents, still take the time out, 10 minutes of your day is nothing. Should be easy to take time out to talk to your children. I have never thought in my life I'd see so many disturbed younger generation. Suicidal, depression. I have never seen so many. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure, as Eric said, there's a rhyme and reason for this. And I've had a lot. Far too many reach out to me. And, you know, it's scary because I look at it, I look at the numbers and I'm thinking, you know, just on just a, you know, an app and the thousands following me of younger generation of 14 and under sending me messages, you know, and they come from broken children. I believe there's a rhyme and reason for everything. You know, it goes back to the parents, you know, and these younger generation boys and girls, I'm getting both, that not that close to their parents, not connecting to their parents, don't spend time with their parents. I don't know. All I can say is, if you're listening to this podcast audio, take 10 minutes each day out of your day to spend time to sit down with your children or child, get to know them, really get to know what's on their mind and how they are overall feeling. I think good physical health should be, if not the same importance as good mental health. And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm running across or why they're reaching out to me. And I'm, yes, that's great that they're comfortable with me. I think there's a connection with they're seeing these happy videos of our fur children, you know. And I put a little story behind them, which is an example for the next generation, is how to love, nurture, and care for all God's creatures, both big and small. And I think that they connect with just happy videos. It makes them feel happy. The large following of the thousands, 14 and under. You do the math. Children that are suicidal, depression, reaching out, and this is becoming daily for me. I guess, you know, good Lord has a reason, plants us in situations for a reason. And I'm not an app person. If this one app, that's it. So I think as parents, it's your duty, or whomever is residing in whatever your title is, if you have children, younger generation, under the age of 18, under your roof, please take the time, coming from someone who's getting messages of those who are just suicidal, those who are depressed, young kids that shouldn't feel that way, our parents allowing their kids to spend too much time on electronical devices, shoving them behind a screen, instead of spending quality time with them, hand in hand, outdoors preferably, creating memories, little girls baking, sewing, doing something, you know, manicure, pedicure, taking to get a, you know, piece of clothing, an ice cream. It doesn't have to even be expensive. Go to the park, you know, young boys, young men under 18, you know, help them to build things, get a project together, show them, you know, how to be an amazing young man that will grow up to be an amazing father and husband. I don't know why. Why is there so many disturbed children under the age of 18? And what is my connection of why they're reaching out to me? Is, I don't know. Really don't. Really don't. I'm thankful to be able to respond back when I see disturbing messages come across. But what really disturbs me more is you as parents are not spending time getting to know your children or child. And they're reaching out elsewhere. You do the math. Think about it. If you're not spending time with your child or children, then reconsider those who make the decision to have children. It's your responsibility. If you can't give your time and at least 10 minutes of your time a day, then reconsider having kids. There's too many disturbed, suicidal, depressed children out there. in a short amount of time that's reached out to me. And I just shake my head. Eric does too. I don't get it. I really don't. But I think just not spending enough time, quality time. Don't throw your kids behind a computer screen, folks. It's not healthy. It's not mentally healthy. It's not good. So I'm just going to end this audio. If this just reaches and touches one person with a family of children or a child under your household, and you get off this and you listen to this and you take 10 minutes tonight, tomorrow, this week, this coming weekend, to spend time, quality time, get to know your child or children, folks.